With us right now, Grace Roberts from the Department of Corrections. She's the Director of Sex Offender Programs. There's been some changes in the website. What kind of changes?
Sure. We've actually increased some functionality for the Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry website to include the ability to do geographic searches for registered sex offenders within a 1, 2, or 3 mile radius of a specific address. And also, citizens will have the ability to receive an email notification when a registered sex offender is relocating to a near a particular address.
Now, this is a little bit different than the old way where you could look up and see if they're out there but not really know exactly where, right?
Well, previously the search capabilities was by name or by zip code. So this gives the citizens the ability, they can still do those type of searches by name or by zip code, or they can do the geographic radius search within a certain distance of that address. So it increases the ability to know on a smaller scale their immediate neighborhoods of where they live, work, or go to school, or any other area of interest to them.
Now, let's say someone is not familiar with the website at all. People can go there and learn about the offender, and they can also see their picture, right?
Absolutely. They can see a photograph. They can see some demographic information, including the person's age, and see where they are residing at that time.
And if I understand correctly, you can also see what that past crime was. So if you wish to say, okay, I need to protect my family, my child from a potential situation, this is what this person's capable of, right?
Correct. You will see the offense that requires registration, county that they were convicted in, and the length of registration, and whether or not they're currently compliant or non-compliant with the sex offender registry.
One thing I've had people ask me, maybe you know the answer, is that, you know, people getting released from prison, going back to a community, they don't necessarily go back where they came from, do they?
Well, it depends. If they're going, if they're paroling, going from the institution out on supervision, then the Department of Corrections works to try to put them into the county of where they came from. Often, people, when they go to prison, obviously commit the crimes in the areas of where they reside. So the Department of Corrections attempts to work with the offender and have the offender go back to their county of residence. That helps with them to be able to succeed with their family support and stable residence and employment options.
With the changes in the website, have you seen in this early stage any increase in page views, any comments as far as how the improvements are working?
So the feedback that we've gotten so far is all positive. People are liking the new functionality of being able to scale down their searches, particularly in large zip code areas. In the past, if they ran the zip code of a large city, they got many, many offenders, obviously. Likewise, we made some changes for the law enforcement sex offender registry website, and with that, we've had a lot of feedback that's positive from law enforcement as well.
I would imagine law enforcement has a totally different use for a website. It may even look different than what the public sees, right?
Correct. The basic change for law enforcement is they have the ability to see juveniles that are required to register, something that's confidential, obviously, to the public. In addition to that, they have additional photographs. For the general public, they see a front photograph. Law enforcement sees additional photographs of side profile, left and right, and that helps them, obviously, be able to work their investigations.
Is it true that the law enforcement side of the website also would have photos of, say, their back or any significant markings like tattoos and piercings?
Wisconsin doesn't have that function or part of the law. Other states do take photographs of scars, marks, and tattoos, and they provide that for law enforcement. We keep that information in our database, but we do not have photographs of it.
If someone wants to go to the website and take a look at what is in their neighborhood, not knowing any specific names, they can do that easily on this site, right?
Absolutely. They would put in their address. They would put in if they want to know within a 1, 2, or 3 mile radius, and that would produce results. And then They have a list of registrants, and they can click on each registrant and learn the information about them. I tell citizens that it's helpful when you're looking to hire somebody for child care purposes or a coach. This is kind of your first place to stop and check by name if you have that person, so you can see if somebody is a registered sex offender.
Something we should remind people is sex offenders have been released to the community for many, many years. They don't stay in prison forever. A lot of people just seem to believe they're not in my neighborhood, but they often are, aren't they?
Yeah, sex offenders have been around forever. In 2001, we were able to put the website in place, and at that time, a lot of people learned that there were registered sex offenders in their neighborhoods. But the reality is, sex offenders have been around forever. It was just at that point we were able to post them on the website and help people be informed of who their registered sex offenders are in the communities.
If someone wants to go to the website and learn what's in their neighborhood or see how the new site functions, what is that site?
They can start by going on widocoffenders.org, and that will get them to the Sex Offender Registry website link.
Anything you'd like to add today?
The only thing, if you're looking for numbers, our current total sex offender registry as of today is 23,157 people that are required to register here in Wisconsin. Of those, 17,322 are currently living in the community, with the remainder are incarcerated. So as you mentioned, they're not specific to any area. They've been around forever. And they do live everywhere. It's not just specific to large city or country areas. So it is important for citizens to be proactive and check the website, and then also sign up for that email alert. If they have a particular address that they're interested in, they can receive that email alert that will tell them that a registrant has moved into that area.